Niagara's city administrator, Don Novak, says it's still a long shot, but the $15,000 planning grant the city just secured could result in a plan to remake the now defunct paper mill into a wood fiber-based ethanol plant.
Given that northern Wisconsin and central Upper Peninsula is obviously a heart, you know, the heart of the wood basket, given that there's declining demand for paper products, what are the other opportunities for use of wood fiber? Obviously, ethanol is one of them.
Novak acknowledges the research on converting wood fiber to ethanol is still developing, but he says city leaders still think the prospect is worth pursuing, especially considering two-thirds of the 300 paper mill workers who lost their jobs are still unemployed. Novak says the new Obama administration's embrace of renewable energy is an encouraging sign.
There's still certainly a couple hundred employees who are either in retraining programs or seeking employment. We don't know what form economic stimulus packages that are being touted about will take, but all the more reason we got to get going and identify some of these things so that if an opportunity comes as a result of the new administration, we are ready to take advantage.
Meanwhile, workers at the NewPage paper plant in Kimberly, Wisconsin, also shut down in August, are still hoping the company will decide to sell the mill to another paper company that will keep it running. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.